Richard Moore is an investigative reporter for the Lakeland Times, a Minocqua newspaper involved in separate lawsuits against the DNR and a local high school. Lawsuits with one thing in common. The newspaper is trying to get information.
Our open records laws are really under attack. They're under attack in the legislature. They're under attack by the courts. They're under attack by state agencies.
Moore says it's increasingly common for public bodies to put roadblocks in front of journalists. It's a concern shared by Pete Wasson, an editor of the Wausau Daily Herald, which used the open records law to uncover safety problems on a major local bridge.
Our reporter and editor went through 7 boxes of documents. Certainly, I think that the parties involved would have preferred us not to be looking through those documents.
Wasson's newspaper also successfully sued a nearby village that tried to withhold personnel information. He and Moore say politicians often forget whom they are working for.
Elected and appointed officials get this attitude that the records are theirs and that they will release them as they see fit. They lose sight of the fact that they are our records, that it's our tax money.
We are the taxpayers, we are the employers, and when you engage in misconduct, it's vital for public safety to understand what that misconduct was.
Moore says the attack on Wisconsin's open records law has an unwitting ally in the state's newspapers and TV and radio stations. Fewer of them are concerned about the issue, because fewer of them are doing investigative reporting. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.